So the Heilige Mishnah weiter mesecht es peye perik gimel Mishnah Dalid imois shel bitzalim, literally mother onions. These are large onions that are left extra long in the ground, and they're used specifically to produce seeds. In other words, we're using these onions to take their seeds to be able to plant onion fields. Because they're left so much longer in the ground, you can't really eat it with such a geschmack. If you have nothing else to eat, you can eat it. So the Tanakhama says, Chayavis bepeya. L'maisi, you could eat it, so therefore there should be a chiyuv peya. Rabbi Yaisi says, because you only eat it when you have nothing else to eat, it's not called a meichel, but the halacha is not like Rabbi Yaisi. Vaitra says the Mishnah. Malbanais habitzalim. Again, malbanais means in the shape of a square, and we're talking about malbanais habitzalim, square onion patches. Shebein hayarek, that's in between vegetables. In other words, the vegetables are in between the onion patches. Rabbi Yaisi says, Peye mikol echad ve'echad. Rabbi Yaisi holds that the yarek, the vegetables over here, have been of a totally different field. It's a different meat, because normally a person doesn't mix the two. And we learned earlier in the second perek that if there's a different kind of zera there, it's a hefsek, and you have to give a separate pay. It's like it's a separate field. So once again, Rabbi Yaisi says, arugos of bitzalim, onion patches that are between vegetables. Again, meaning that the vegetable patches are in between the squares of onions and the next. Rabbi Yaisi says, give a separate payer from each and every square. The Chachamim say, one payer for all of them.